And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. My name is Jo Stanley. As always, I'm joined by Gerald Quigley over there. Hi, GQ.
Good morning, Jo.
And lovely to see you, Luke Hines.
Wonderful to join you guys on this stunning Sunday morning.
It's lovely to be up and about. And now, look, some of us are pulling some pretty late nights watching the Australian Open action, but if you know, you don't have to be a tennis fan to love one of our guests this morning, and that is Jelena Dokic. She was once ranked women's world number 4. Now she's a commentator for Channel 9 on the Australian Open this year, but she's so loved. And I think partly because of her honesty and her incredible resilience in sharing her mental health struggles, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. And look, with all due respect to the blokes that are commentators, I think there is a softness about the interviews that the female commentators bring that makes the players actually feel a little more relaxed. They're not quite in your face like some of the male commentators, where it's question followed by question followed by question. So that the series of them, I think, is it's been refreshing.
Mm. But Jelena's amazing.
I love seeing sports people like her go on to use their platform as a player to inspire others, and she'll be inspiring generations to come. There'll be young people tuning into the Oz Open right now, seeing how her career has flourished, even after the court, and I love it. Mm. I can't wait to have a chat.
And actually, she steps into that role as mentor really mindfully. Like she sees herself as that and is using her platform in really beautiful ways to talk about mental health and really break down that stigma. So she will be joining us in 20 minutes, so stick around for that very exciting chat. In the meantime, with school starting soon, we are going to be talking about mental health for our young people. Last year saw higher rates than ever of anxiety amongst our kids, which is very sad and very scary.
Yeah, and what we can only hope now is that this is an open conversation. I was going through high school, what it feels like, 30, 35, nearly 40 years ago, like, if we had been having those conversations then, I know I would have personally dealt with anxiety or feelings of depression a lot different. And the fact that we're able to have a confident, comfortable, open conversation with parents, but also kids alike, we're heading in a much better direction.
And it's about time. Mm. It's about time. We've let this go on for too long, and COVID hasn't helped, but we've got to just drag this whole equation back to where it should be.
Mm. It is hard as a parent, though, to know, to be able to recognise what is anxiety and what is just a normal worry, mm-hmm. you know, mm. that some kids might feel. Some mm-hmm. kids are just prone to be worriers.
Sure.
It's hard to know how to have that conversation with our children as well. So Professor Vanessa Cobham, a psychologist from the University of Queensland, is going to help us know what the signs to watch out for are and how to have conversations with our young people. We're very much looking forward to that. Plus, Gerald, a brand new weekly segment begins today.
We're going to be talking energy, Jo.
Yes.
In fact, I might wear my singlet top in next week.
I thought there was something different about you when I saw you today. You were bursting with energy.
That's
totally.
It.
Yeah. So we're all about energy today, which is good at this time of the year. Look at the days right around the country.
Absolutely. We need energy. So Get Nourished begins today,
mm-hmm.
our new
I'm
segment,
in.
Always featuring Gerald, of course. Give us a call, 131 873, with any questions that you have to support your health. We have both Gerald and Luke here to give you some advice or a little tip here and there, if that's what you need, what to eat, a supplement to take, how to ease a symptom, whatever.
Especially
it might
if you've
be.
Fallen off your New Year's resolutions.
Oh.
By about the second week of the new year, around 60% of Aussies have actually given up already. So if you're
mine.
One of those
and you're
thinking, hey, I need to do something, I'm here too.
I'm still strong on mine.
I love it. I knew you were
you
rocking
know what
today.
It is. It's the same every year, though, Gerald.
I know, yeah.
You love it. Come on.
Quinoa, couscous, kale. Don't touch it. Doing well.
That's his New Year's resolution, yeah. Is it New Year if it's the same every year, though, Gerald?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's a renewal, like marriage vows.
Okay. Well, next up, we're going to be speaking getting our young people ready for the school year here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Ubiquinol, the active form of CoQ10, is produced in the body to support heart health, but it declines as we age. Try Go Healthy's Go CoQ10 Ubiquinol from Chemist Warehouse. It boosts your body's supply of ubiquinol to help support cardiovascular health, immune function and energy levels. Plus, it's readily absorbed by your body. Go Healthy Go CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligrams is only $42.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy Ubiquinol for $42.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. The phone number is 131 873 if you have a question to support your health. And do give us a call if perhaps you have a young person in your life who is struggling with anxiety or worries, because the mental health of our children has been at the forefront of our minds while living with the COVID pandemic. And with the school year upon us, we have enlisted the advice of an expert on the well-being of our young people. I must say, it's top of mind, I think, for any parent. Joining us on the line is Professor Vanessa Cobham, a clinical psychologist from the University of Queensland and a consultant to the Triple P Positive Parenting Program. Good morning there, Vanessa.
Good morning, Joe.
Thank you so much for joining us. It really is a very important conversation. As a parent, my daughter is about to turn 14, so this is very pertinent to me.
Interesting age.
Oh, it's a fantastic age, though. She's amazing.
Absolutely.
Yes, but you've done work in the area of the effect that COVID lockdowns has had on children. So is it true that there's been a spike in children actually refusing school, like not wanting to go?
Yeah, well, that's a really interesting question, Joe. I mean, when we talk about school reluctance or school refusal, I guess the first thing to say is that these things are not actually diagnoses in and of themselves. They're typically symptoms or consequences, if you like, of anxiety or distress. And we think from anecdotal information from school staff that there has been an increase in kids' reluctance and indeed refusal to go to school, but it's actually hard to get hard data on that. We do know that since the pandemic there has been a spike in kids and adolescents reporting a higher levels of anxiety. So that then would make sense to me that we would see a follow-on increase in reluctance about going to school.
Vanessa, I'm quite theatrical. People know me to put on a bit of a performance. And when I was a kid, it was no different. If I wanted to get a little bit of Ready, Steady, Cook or Good Morning Australia action and have the day at home, I would maybe do a fake cough or a fake sore throat. But if we're talking about the anxiety aspect, let's take theatrics out of it. What are the signs, the genuine signs, that a child does not want to go to school?
Yeah, I mean, there can be a variety of different signs. You get some kids who will flat out tell you they don't want to go to school. And probably the most common sign, I guess, is exactly what you've just described. Kids who are talking about feeling unwell, kids who are describing feeling sick in the tummy, that they're going to vomit and they've got a headache and that kind of thing. And really important thing that I want to say to parents about that is that when kids are anxious and they're telling you that they feel sick, they're not bunging it on. They're not trying to manipulate you. They're telling you the truth. They genuinely do feel sick. It's just that it's what I would describe as worry sick as opposed to doctor sick. So one of the other things that kids might do is they might sort of dawdle more than usual in terms of and really be dragging their feet in terms of getting out the door. You might get kids who have generally been in the habit of being happy to talk about their school day who kind of you see a change and they don't want to talk about what's happened at school. And that can also be a sign that they're finding school more difficult than usual.
Vanessa, the Australian this week had a lead article on teen truancy, and they have stats from the Australian Curriculum Assessment and Reporting Authority, Save the Children, which is a children's charity, the Australian Secondary Principals Association, warning of alarming rates of anxiety and mental health issues that probably hasn't been helped anyway by COVID lockdown. How long will it take us to get, hopefully, some normality back into the lives of particularly that maybe year 7, 8, 9 age group?
Gee, I wish I had a crystal ball and could answer that question. I think the answer is we don't know. This is just another layer, if you like, of the uncertainty that the whole pandemic situation and then everything that has come subsequently, the increases of cost of living and all the things that have made life more uncertain for families and therefore for kids, because there's that trickle-down effect from parents to kids and adolescents. All of that uncertainty is really hard to deal with. But it's a part of life, isn't it? The pandemic has kind of really slammed it in our faces. But being able to deal with uncertainty is a part of life, and that's an important skill for kids and adolescents to learn. Going back to the original question, as I said, I don't have an answer to that, but there are things that the grown-ups around kids and adolescents, so parents, extended family members, people at school can do that will help with anxiety. And I guess that's where we should be focusing, I think.
Yes. So some very quick tips for us as parents or grandparents, carers of any kind, if we really are worried about our young people, some very quick tips for us.
In terms of going back to school or in terms of anxiety more generally?
More generally, or getting them to school.
Yeah, well, I think the first thing is really about the attitude that you communicate as a grown-up in a child or adolescent's life. And what I'd be recommending is really an attitude of, you know, I'm on your side, I'm here to listen when you want to talk, and I'm here to help you figure out solutions to your problems. So I think that's kind of the first part, the attitude that you're communicating. And you can do that with your behaviours, but also explicitly with your words, saying exactly the kind of thing I just said. So I think that's the first part. I think the second part is trying to figure out what's causing the anxiety. So if we're talking about reluctance to go to school, for instance, there's lots of different sources of anxiety that are to do with school that might be driving that for a child. So it might be around social interactions and friendship sort of stuff. It might be around the work and finding the academics difficult. Depending on what's driving it, you're going to deal with that quite differently. So if you've got a child who's actually got dyslexia, for instance, or some other type of learning difficulty, and they're anxious about going to school because they're not keeping up with the work and they're sitting there feeling like they're the only person in the class who can't do it, then what you're going to do about that is going to be quite different than if you're dealing with a child who is experiencing significant separation anxiety and you know, that real worry about being away from mum and dad, or about worry about, you know, what's happening in the friendship situation.
So it sounds very much, I love this, I'm on your side, and really listening and, you know, checking in with your children. Thank you so much. It's just been so wonderful, Vanessa. I'd love also, as a wonderful resource, PPP-parenting.net.au, which is the PPP Positive Parenting Program. Head along to that website. It's a really fantastic resource, and I understand the online courses are free, so check that out, PPP-parenting.net.au. Thank you so much, Vanessa.
That's my pleasure, Jo. Lovely talking to you all.
Yes, you take care. Have a great Sunday. Next up, tennis star turned commentator Yelena Dohich.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get JS Health Vitamins, Detox and Debloat for $37.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I tell you, if you are a big fan of tennis, chances are you've been watching our next guest daily on Nine's coverage of the Australian Open. We're very pleased to welcome to the show tennis commentator Yelena Dohich, who amongst her many career highlights was once ranked women's world number 4. Welcome to the show, Yelena.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning.
Now, it's a thrill to have you on the show. But, of course, you're on the cover of our House of Wellness magazine this month. And in that story, you do talk about your passion for tennis. It's still there for you, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. It always has been and always will be. I really love tennis, anything that has to do with tennis. It was the same when I was playing, but also post-tennis career as well, to be able to do what I love and talk tennis and be able to commentate and still be a part of it is, I'm really fortunate to be able to do that. And, it was really exciting. I just want to go back to the cover because it was incredible. I mean, the team was amazing to actually be able to shoot that. And I think the images and the story was phenomenal. Oh. And talks about, I got the opportunity to talk about very important things as well and try and, use my voice. So thank you for that opportunity. And, the team was amazing, made me feel really so comfortable on set. And I loved it. I wish I could do it every day.
Well, it's a great cover. And I've been on the cover before, so I actually think it's better than my cover or any of our covers.
Wow. But they do make you feel fantastic.
They do,
and you look gorgeous.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
absolutely. And it's, it's not even just about, the clothes and the hair and makeup, but it's, when you feel that support from the whole team, you feel the really good energy. And I even, one stage said, I'm happy to kind of wear whatever you guys think. And they were like, no, we want you to feel really comfortable and happy and go with what you like. And so, to kind of really have that support and freedom is absolutely incredible. So, like I said, such an incredible experience. I've done a few of these and this was up there, one of the best ever.
Yelena, I can still think back to 2014 and that moment you were forced to pull out of professional tennis due to the injury. Yep. Can you describe what that felt at the time?
Look, it was tough because I retired at 29 years of age. That's actually quite early for a tennis player, especially these days. And, I had to retire due to injury. And my last ever singles match, I didn't know that was going to be my last one. And it's hard not to be able to retire on your own terms. It all came really suddenly. But at the same time, I think I've done a really good job at the transition post-tennis career. It took me a couple of years just to kind of settle into normal life and see what I wanted to do, what I love doing, maybe even what I'm good at. I really had to learn how to get outside my comfort zone because tennis was my identity. It's the only thing I ever really knew, the life I ever really knew. So I was tested in a lot of ways, but I think I've done a pretty good job in finding things that I love to do and finding things that I'm good at and still to be able to do stuff that I'm really, really passionate about.
And congratulations on all of that, Yelena. I'm a bit of a tennis nut, but I enjoy the interviews after the games. And I think your interviewing technique is outstanding. It's empathetic. You've been there, done that. You understand the winner and the loser from their perspective. Now, a hard-hitting question. How would you go playing tennis at 3 or 4 in the morning?
Tough one. I've had some late matches. I've had a couple of late ones at the Australian Open, and it's something that actually, happens quite a bit. It doesn't just happen at Grand Slams. I mean, US Open has incredibly late matches and has had a lot of late finishes at 3 or 4 a.m. And Leighton Hewitt back in 2008 had a massive one as well. He finished at 4 in the morning. So it happens actually more often than I think people realize and hear about. So unless you're really fully in tennis and really around the tour a lot, it comes, as a bit of a shock to people. But it's one of those things. Tennis is a very specific and unique sport. Yes, of course, you don't want to be playing, I think, sometimes that late. But, you start matches at 9 or 10 p.m. And that's kind of normal, especially at Grand Slams. You just don't expect matches to go on for 5 or 6 hours, which is what kind of happened the other night. So, it's a tough one. And, you always try to obviously do the best for everyone, for the players, for the spectators as well. And it's one of those things that, happens. It doesn't happen, too often, but it does happen. And it happens outside the Grand Slams as well.
Yelena, you mentioned that you spoke about some really important things in this interview in the House of Wellness magazine. And I just want to really acknowledge how important it is that you share your experiences with mental health, with domestic violence, with body image. I mean, these are really important stigmas that you're breaking down.
Yeah, I'm trying to. They're the things that are very close to my heart. I've experienced it. I've experienced you know, depression and PTSD and what, you know, suicidal thoughts, you know, mean and how it makes you feel. When it comes to body image as well, trolling on, you know, social media also. And yes, I really want to use my voice and use my platform. I think it's extremely important. And, you know, I've learned to deal with these things. And, you know, I've had years and years of experience, but I meet so many people, women, you know, young girls as well. They just feel like they are alone. They feel like they don't have a voice, and they feel like they need a, you know, some of that inspiration. So I try to do that. I really think that we should be talking more about some of these issues. And I think talking and really listening to survivors' stories is the way forward. We cannot start to make any kind of difference unless we actually listen to people that have been through it. So that's what I'm trying. That's what I've done with my book, my first book, the best-selling book, Unbreakable. I've got a second book coming out this year. I'm on a speaker circuit, and I just try to share my experience and my story in the media as well, because it is extremely important. You would be shocked with how many people actually come up to me on the street here at the Australian Open saying, you know, thank you for doing that, because I actually feel like I'm not alone and I have a voice. When you hear something like that, I mean, you just, there's nothing quite like it. I just want to continue fighting for everybody out there.
It's amazing. Thank you so much, Yelena, for spending some time with us this morning.
No, thank you for having me. And once again, I had a blast. I hope I can do it again.
Thank you.
thank you, Yelena. You take care. Have a great Sunday. Next up, you will get to your calls on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The secret to looking healthy and feeling confident comes from within. Try JS Health Vitamins Detox and De-Bloat from Chemist Warehouse. It's a vegan formula containing ingredients like fennel, turmeric and milk thistle to help relieve abdominal bloating and support natural body detoxification processes based on Western herbal medicine. Choose JS Health Vitamins best-selling Detox and De-Bloat for just $37.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy Ubiquinol for $42.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Of course, we're here to answer your questions to support your health, both Gerald and Luke. Let's get to some calls. Hi there, Sam in Caulfield.
Morning, Sam.
Oh, good morning, and Happy New Year to all the staff there on the radio station.
Thank you. How can we help, Sam?
Yeah, I have a problem at night. Every time I go to bed, I lay down, or I'm sitting up, walking around, but then I lay down at night, burping.
A couple of reasons.
I'm still awake at 3:30.
And do you get pain, Sam?
No, not really. It's just belching.
Okay.
It's been going on now for a fair while, maybe 12 months, but I've tried Nexium. I've tried every tablet I can think of.
Yeah, it's okay.
Even Slippery Elm.
Try and eat your evening meal a little earlier in the night, Sam, but it's a digestive enzyme thing. There are two things you can do. You can buy digestive enzymes from the pharmacy, take them with your evening meal before you eat, and you can use apple cider vinegar as a herbal option. Perhaps that's more gentle. Start there. Add just a teaspoonful, half a glass of warm water, squeeze a bit of lemon into it, and you can do that first thing in the morning. You can certainly repeat that if you wish before your evening meal. But just slow the process down. Don't eat too quickly.
One thing I did to introduce that into my diet so that I enjoyed it was actually having the apple cider vinegar and lemon juice with a dash of lightly sparkling water.
There you go.
And it actually was a really nice thing to look forward to at the end of the day.
Yeah, delicious. It's a nice drink.
Yeah, lovely. Oh. Mary in Essendon, good morning.
Hello, Mary.
Good morning. I shake a lot, and when I hear a door slam or shut, I really jump. I was wondering if there's anything I can take for my nerves.
Look, it's normally when that happens, it's a potassium phosphate issue, Mary, where you're very, very sensitive. And you can buy that from a pharmacy or health food store. And look, it's just a matter perhaps of reassuring yourself constantly by immersing yourself into something which settles your nerves and just takes you out of the moment. We've got one of Australia's best chefs here and cooks here who'll probably put you into a space where you might focus, you know, when you get a bit jumpy like that, go and do something you enjoy, something relaxing. What do you think, Luke?
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about our parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system. So a sympathetic nervous system is that fight or flight response where whether it's underlying or knowledgeable stress or anxiety that we're living with, sometimes we can become a little bit jumpy. And things like mindfulness, meditation, yoga, they can help us use our breath to tap into our parasympathetic nervous system, which actually helps us calm down. So what I want you to focus on initially today, Mary, is actually just making sure rather than breathing into your chest, which is a short breath, you really try to fill up your diaphragm and expand your tummy and increase really big, deep breaths in and deep breaths out. It's amazing the effect that just your breath and breath alone will have on your general well-being, your relaxed state, and how you manage stresses, even things that you're not expecting.
It's
I love
the principle of yoga, isn't it?
Mm.
Breathing.
Oh, even just then, as you were saying that, Hindsay, I was giving myself
a lovely
deep
breath. I saw you take a beautiful deep breath.
It's my favourite thing because I can feel it relaxing my shoulders the minute that oxygen is into my diaphragm. It just instantly, it's that parasympathetic.
And when you tap into your breath and if you take a note of it, you might go, oh, my goodness, all day I haven't really breathed properly.
We are such shallow breathers, aren't we? Yes, absolutely. I love it. Thank you so much, Hindsay, for that little tip. Tina in Hurstville, good morning.
Hello, Tina.
Good morning.
How can I help?
I have very, very low energy from being very, very active all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had 12 injections of vitamin B, 12, mm-hmm. and the two in the 1 year, every 6 months apart, in the abdomen. I just want to know. They haven't done anything. Is there anything I can take to...
There's a few things, Tina, and hopefully your doctor has checked your iron levels as well, because if the B12 is not helping, it could be an iron-related issue. We're going to be talking soon about a nutrient called ubiquinol, and that's certainly worth trying, 150 milligram every morning and again in the afternoon for a month or so, Tina. So listen in. Luke and I are going to be chatting about that soon. But if you haven't had your iron levels checked, please ask your doctor to go ahead and do that.
Yeah, there's a few things when we're talking about iron and also good nutrients, we need, it's not just what we eat, it's what we absorb. So what you want to make sure is you're actually absorbing your nutrients. And sometimes, as we were talking about earlier, is digestive enzymes can also help with that, the apple cider vinegar. But my go-to food for energy, bananas, packed with B vitamins, potassium, magnesium, they really fuel my day. So if you're not already, Tina, bananas are a great addition to your diet.
Love it. Stephen in Greenvale. Good morning.
Hi, Stephen.
Oh, morning, all. Gerald, I thought I had blepharitis for many years, but I saw a dermatologist and he said that I had dermatitis above the eyebrows. Every time I had a shower, regardless of what shampoos I used, it would brush the dermy past my eyelids and irritate them. What could I use to fix that, and what shampoos would you recommend for something like that?
Well, there are very gentle shampoos, Stephen. You need to rinse your scalp backwards, not frontwards, as well. Now, if there's any redness in your eyebrows or any dryness, you can certainly get a low-dose hydrocortisone ointment to put on before you go to bed at night. Now, after a couple of nights, that'll solve that problem very, very easily. And it's also worth looking at one of the eye cleaning tissues. So before you go to bed at night, just to completely wipe each eyelid with these hypoallergenic special wipes that are made for eyes. So there's a few options there, Stephen.
And thank you so much for your call there, Stephen. Next, ways to combat fatigue, which surely all of us are feeling already.
I know.
The year has started so fast. I don't understand it. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you, Gerald, on how to boost our energy levels on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The secret to looking healthy and feeling confident comes from within. Try JS Health Vitamins Detox and Debloat from Chemist Warehouse. It's a vegan formula containing ingredients like fennel, turmeric and milk thistle to help relieve abdominal bloating and support natural body detoxification processes based on Western herbal medicine. Choose JS Health Vitamins best-selling Detox and Debloat for just $37.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get JS Health Vitamins Detox and Debloat for $37.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, it is a new year, so we're bringing you a new weekly segment, Get
What's
Nourished.
What's it called, Joe?
Get Nourished.
We should do a little sting for it. Get Nourished.
We love it. We love being nourished. Yeah. Gerald, of course, you're here to help us be
Let's
nourished.
Let's drive our nourishment into energy and energy production.
Do you want background music for this?
No, thanks.
Okay.
No. No, I just don't need to be interrupted. Thank you. but look, it's so important, and it's a very common email I get. And we had a call this morning from Tina. It's just the pace of life post-COVID, New Year starting again, the pressure's on, and even some of them are medication related. But the inquiries about low energy levels are really quite serious for people who are very frustrated, that feel they're just not getting the enjoyment from life that they probably should. There's no magic option, but we talk about the energy production qualities of ubiquinol. It really affects every energy-producing organ in our body, which starts with our heart. It goes to muscles. There's no end to the benefits. We had a call from someone with an irritated eye. Do you know, ubiquinol can even be used for dry eye because of the glands that produce tears. It works as an alternative to what we've known for 25 or 30 years, the benefits of coenzyme Q10. Ubiquinol is the ready-to-use form, about three times the bioavailability, so you need less for a better effect. And 95% of our energy production involves the chain of events where ubiquinol plays a role. It's a no-brainer. It's simple. It has no interactions. We can't get enough from our food. And sadly, we know that from the age 20, we start actually not making enough for our function to just do what we normally expect.
Mm. Yeah, this I'm always fascinated by ubiquinol and coenzyme Q10 because I'm often the guy that's like, eat real food, try to get your nutrients from there. Yes. But this is one of those unique ones that you really is worthwhile supplementing because the amount of chicken, beef, peanuts or broccoli, exorbitant that you'd have to eat to get the equivalent.
Or Japanese natto, which is a real challenge because you take the lid off the jar and you think, not for me.
There you go. Well, Get Nourished is brought to you by Microgenics Ubiquinol Active, powered by Ubiquinol. Let's get to one more call. Margaret in Liverpool, good morning.
Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning. I'm wondering if I can get any extra help with sciatica. I've got it very bad at the moment. I'm taking Lyrica, one at night and one in the morning. It's not making any difference. It's between my knee and my ankle. I find it hard to walk.
It's a tough gig, Margaret, because it involves nerves from your lower back that go down the back of your leg and that you feel this referred pain. Now, there are two things that you can look at. One is turmeric. We talk about it often. It works brilliantly along with the pregabalin or the Lyrica. And if you take a capsule that's a reasonably high strength morning and night after food, that will turbocharge the pregabalin or Lyrica. And the other is magnesium at night, that if you take some magnesium in capsule form before you go to bed, it'll reduce the tension that's been built up in your lower back and give you a far better night's sleep. And if you want to give me feedback on the houseofwellness.com.au website, there's an Ask tab there, Margaret. It's important we just monitor that over the next 2 or 3 weeks.
And to reduce all types of inflammation, we should be looking at incorporating healthy fats into our diet. So we're talking choosing fattier fish options like your salmon and your ocean trout. Nuts and seeds are a great source. And of course, the hero of breakfast, which will be mine today, avocado. These healthy omega-3s do wonders in reducing inflammation.
Yes, and keep moving with comfortable movement, Margaret.
Yes, lovely. We'll have more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Ubiquinol, the active form of CoQ10, is produced in the body to support heart health, but it declines as we age. Try Go Healthy's Go CoQ10 Ubiquinol from Chemist Warehouse. It boosts your body's supply of ubiquinol to help support cardiovascular health, immune function and energy levels. Plus, it's readily absorbed by your body. Go Healthy Go CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligrams is only $42.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy Ubiquinol for $42.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's been lovely to spend the last hour with you. Now, Heinze, you did mention bananas are your go-to for energy. And we had Valerie call and say that she is diabetic. Are bananas okay?
It's a really interesting question, and I hear a lot in the health space diabetics scared of having naturally occurring sugars from things like fruit and honey. And GQ were just talking in the break that there is misinformation and people are scared of having foods they can have.
And we should be saying have more of these things, not create the concern and the anxiety where someone says, I have diabetes, therefore I'm restricted from A, B and C. We should be going the other way. So we've got it all around the wrong way.
And when we're talking about real food, Joe and Gerald, we're talking about the fibre, the healthy fats that are in there that help slow down the metabolism of certain foods. It's the things we want to be avoiding are the processed, refined packet foods that don't have all of that goodness to slow down the release of those energies into our body.
What about watermelon?
Oh,
for diabetes.
I'm going to hand that one over to you, mate.
Oh, thanks. No. Well, I think that nobody eats a whole watermelon.
No.
And I think on a very hot day, if you have diabetes and you are really thirsty but need something to crunch, a slice of watermelon's fine.
But it feels as though when it comes to misinformation, people don't know where to go for the information.
Yeah, well, there's lots of information on the web.
Or the Ask Tab.
Or the Ask Tab on House of Wellness.
That's right. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au. For any questions that you have, the Ask Tab is there. Heinze, been awesome to see you.
Thanks, Joe.
Gerald, as
good to
always,
see you,
we say thank you to Chemist Warehouse, as we say, our friends there, and we'll see you all next week. I get a good feeling, yeah.